Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes I lay under the moon and I thank God I'm breathing.
Ooh, nice start. We always needed an intro song, and what more appropriate is it to have our guest here today just sing it through? Thanks, Damian Berrigan. Thanks for being on our show.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
So welcome to Down the Rabbit Hole, Veronica Barragan here, and I have our co-host right next to me, looking fly as ever.
What's up, Mom? How you doing?
I'm very good.
Hey, little brother.
Hi, better.
How are you?
Good, you?
You know what? I'm really awesome. I love our little atmosphere here at Down the Rabbit Hole Studios. We have some incense. What is that incense called? Remember I had like a secret name?
It's something I can't pronounce. I don't know. It's sensuality and creativity. That's what says it does.
Wow, it's something about chakras.
Are you familiar with your chakras? Do you know what your chakra is, Damian?
I believe it's like...
It just smells really good. I don't know if it actually does
it,
any of that.
Indeed, it does. It does smell really good.
It smells delicious, and I think it's also calming, and it does probably open up your creativity, and it builds great ambience around us. You know,
Wow.
I'm using my big words for you. I save them for you guys today, but we have... You know, incense, we have Buddha, we have my vision board that's shouting at me about liberate your inner self, flow, permission granted, don't be afraid.
Your environment is powerful.
It is. You know what? Ever since you've started doing your little rituals with your incense and Buddha and all that, things have become a lot better. Like, I feel like, you know, we're just hanging out, having a great conversation. And what better way to start the show than to have our own Damian Berrigan on our show? I mean, if I had an applause machine, I'd be hitting that button like 47 times.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for being here. We really appreciate it. We're going to take you down the rabbit hole. What does down the rabbit hole mean to you, Damian, when we say that word?
Well, I know you guys said the meaning of it a long time ago. I just can't remember it.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what's the meaning to you?
Yeah, it's just the meaning to you.
Well, you know, it's kind of weird, but a rabbit going down a hole.
That's as easy as it does it. So it's a new learning, new a paradigm shift. We're going to talk about stuff that maybe... Not every day, you know, people sit around and talk about, because I believe a lot of us are conditioned through society, you know.
We're just talking about whatever pops up in our mind.
That's true. Which is perfect for today's title.
It's nothing different.
Open your mind. So tell me, what have you been getting into lately, Alexander? I know you've been exploring some things. What's going on in your life?
Same old, Mom. I am nothing new.
Nothing new. So you're not exploring any new literature. You're basically just walking around like a cabbage.
I'm a zombie.
You're a zombie?
No, of course not. Well, what I'm currently reading,
uh-huh.
I don't even want to talk about it. It feels like, I don't know.
It's too deep, huh?
It's not too deep.
Then what
is
it?
It's like, oh, I'm reading something. I'm going to show off what I'm reading. Oh, fantastic. It's just... I'm reading the Bhagavad Gita. It's a really great book, and I fully don't even understand it. So it's like, who am I to talk about it? But I'm trying to grasp it, but it's like...
Well, my argument's going to be the same. And you want to say something, Damian?
No, thank you.
Okay, well, I thought he was going to say something, but my argument's going to be the same. Just as much as the ego tells you not to show off, your ego is also telling you, who am I? And we're continuously... You've said that twice already. Who are you? You're a miraculous human being. All of us are.
Yeah.
You mean all of our cells are working at the same time right now. They're trying to work together so you don't have any type of illnesses. You know, our blood is circulating. Our mind is thinking. We're talking. We're sitting here. We're looking at each other. There's a million things that are going on. So don't ever, 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 ever tell me that, who am I? I think anybody who starts exploring these things, absolutely agree. We said this before. It's not about preaching, but it's about, you know, sharing, because maybe someone else out there in the world wants to hear about this stuff. You know, they want to know who you truly are. They don't want to know who you pretend to be every single day. They don't want to know, because that's what everyone does. Everyone just goes out into the world, and then they become these chameleons, and there's people that are better at it than others, that basically are able to mold themselves based on who they're dealing with. And you've told me this about me all the time, haven't you?
I have. You're great at adapting to your surroundings, Mom.
I am fantastic about it. But you telling yourself, who am I, is also coming from a place of, what the heck? What do you mean? Who am I not? You know, one of my favorite quotes is from Marianne Williamson.
I said, who am I right now?
Yeah, you did. Who am I to be talking about this? You said that. So I'm gonna really put you out there. And here's what Marianne Williamson said. You know, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond our imaginations, or something like that. You know, it's like something crazy like that. So it's not that we're scared that we're not good enough. It's that we're scared that we have so much power and we have so much light in us that we don't even know what to do with it. I mean, how do you see yourself, Damien?
I just see myself as a fifth grader doing my hobbies such as football and, I don't know, like... Huh? Yeah.
What?
Everyone is a god.
Everyone is a god?
Yes.
So you see everyone as walking God?
Yes.
Isn't that spectacular?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is a God in their own way, doing their own spiritual practices, loving each other. So when it comes to things such as, let me ask you something. This is a very deep question. It's a very important question. You know, now when we have social media, we have all this internet access, we hear a lot about this ugly word that starts with, and it's called bullying. Do you experience that at your school? Maybe not. You go to a good school where it's been, or a bad school. Not that good or bad, but I'm just in a place where there's more love. Or what do you see that? What advice would you give our children out there who may be a victim of bullying, or perhaps are bullying others? How do you see bullying as a fifth grade mind?
Well, I just see it as a very, like, why are they doing this? Like, what gives them to write? To pick on someone that has never done anything to them. Mm-hmm. So
that's very true. So it's important that we love everyone equally, right? Martin Luther King.
Happy birthday to that beautiful soul.
Happy birthday, MLK. His birthday is today. We celebrate the holiday, I guess, next Monday. But today is his official birthday. And one of the most beautiful things he did was he fought for the equal rights of all ethnicities, particularly for African Americans, who at that time when he was fighting, can you believe, because of the color of your skin, you were not allowed to vote, you were not allowed to drink from the same drinking fountain, you couldn't even sit at the front of the bus, you had to sit in the back. I mean, because of the color of your skin, like, does that sound real to you guys, or what?
It astonished me how people could hate another person because they have more melatonin inside your skin. Because their ancestors lived closer to the equator, so they had to adapt to that and become, I guess, different color. And someone could hate another person because of that. It's like, what? When did we start doing that? How? Like, why? Why?
I have no clue. And that's why through my study of different religions or different spiritual practices, I became open-minded and I was able to see the perception of how God comes into incarnation in different forms and how, you know, not just because of the color of your skin, all of a sudden you're less than me. And I know, does this sound ridiculous to you right now? I mean, you're a fifth grader in 2015. If right now they told you your friends could not drink from the same drinking fountain because they were a different color, or they could not sit at the front of the bus, how would you feel about that?
I wouldn't feel good about it. Like, we're all the same. We're all equal. We're all people. We're all gods. And, like, it's just very corrupt.
Very corrupt, yeah. And it's crazy because, you know, now we're in 2015, and I think there's a different struggle now. I think it has to do a lot. I mean, women's rights happen, right? And we were not allowed to vote as a woman. I don't understand why, because women are freaking intelligent. You know, we need the rise of the feminine power. And what that means is not a woman. It just means femininity, which means the love side, the compassion, the place that comes from the heart, not just from the mind of the masculine, you know, archetype.
I love to see some woman leadership in politics, not like a but definitely not Hillary Clinton, because she's a warmonger and she would just turn the world America. If she becomes our president, I'm out of here, man. I'm out of here.
Tell me where you get your information.
But I would love to see Elizabeth Warren as president.
Who's that?
She's against, like, all the bankers and stuff, so she wants that out. She wants to get, like, she wants to help get money out of politics and stuff, and she actually, like, cares about the people and stuff. Unlike Hillary, just, like, another little leash to all the warmongers and just...
And, I mean, are you sure about your data? That's what you're throwing out, some hateful words out there, and that's what you believe about Hillary?
That's 100% what I believe about, and it is.
Well, yeah, I think we definitely, I don't think in the end, we're talking about race and masculinity and femininity. It's not about that. It's about the person that comes with this heart, you know, the heart of what are their true intentions. That's my key. So it's not about color or anything like that. I think now, I mean, I just saw this video from Ellen DeGeneres. You guys know who that is?
I do not.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so we have one yes, we have one no. She's a talk show host, and she's openly a lesbian, and she's been married for some years now. And a pastor, a Christian pastor, wrote her this really nasty email saying that because of her and because of Hollywood, everyone was turning gay and lesbian, and that they were celebrating it, and that that's why this world was messed up, pretty much, in a nutshell, which I think is really sad because I don't understand why it matters to a Christian pastor what happens in your bedroom at night with your loved one. Like, if you want to go love another man or you want to go love another woman, then how does that affect you? I mean, I don't get it.
Why is it affecting you? Why do you want to judge them? That's their selves.
And their lives, right? They're not affecting you in any way.
Man.
It's just interesting. And I mean, I don't like that it's being used. I mean, she replied to it, and I don't know if it's being used for, like, ratings and stuff like that, or if it's more than anything. She's just standing. But she was very eloquent and funny the way she replied to him, you know?
It's interesting, because I do think Hollywood is very impactful in, like, who we are and stuff, but... Heck yeah, you should be proud of who you are, and if you like the same person, same type of gender, you should be proud of that. You shouldn't be ashamed. You should be just sharing and just feeling your own thoughts.
Being yourself.
Exactly.
I do, and what you said is very true. I do believe that Hollywood does make a big impact on children, and actually not just children, I'm sorry,
overall
adults.
Overall society,
but why? Okay, first of all, in children. You know, we have our role models that are out there, supposedly, right, getting famous for the weirdest reasons, whether it's because you're really pretty, you know how to sing or not, because not everybody knows how to sing as long as they have the technology, or what you wear or what you dress, you know, what you look like. That's really who gets to become really, really famous. So the problem, I think, there is if parents are not involved in their children's lives and they don't offer them peaceful place where they can, a nurturing environment where they can be themselves and not have to copy someone else in order to feel good enough, then that's the first problem. Now, as an adult, if you're an adult and you still compare yourself, because I compare myself to other people, and that hurts me a lot because it actually holds me back, because I'm like, I wish I was there, and I wish I was there, and I wish I was doing this, and I could be doing this, and why do they like this or that? That's also very damaging. As an adult. So it can happen to you as an adult. Now, as an adult, then your problem is, I always feel that any problem you have has to do with a spiritual problem. It has to do with some kind of, it's not because you don't have enough money. It's not because you don't have the right clothes. It's not because your dad hates you. It's not because you were abused as a child. It's not, all those things are horrible, right?
They're factors, but I agree, it all lies within, internally.
Internally, only internally, and only and only you can take accountability for your own actions and your own decisions and your own beliefs. Now, there's always resources to help you. Even the people that have the worst parents in the world, there's a lot of great stories. That how many football players can you tell me of that have had horrible childhood and then they've turned out to be amazing leaders in their communities, you know?
Well, I wouldn't say a horrible childhood, but I believe Colin Kaepernick, I like the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
I think his dad abandoned him because he was like, I don't want any part of this. So they had to adopt him. And then he just came out from being adoption place,
mm-hmm.
from being to a really good quarterback.
Right.
For the NFL.
And what did he have, the word with P? What is it?
Pleasure? Or, I mean,
Passion.
Passion.
Pleasure is good, too. Pleasure is part of humanity, but it's passion.
Mm-hmm.
He had something that was driving him even bigger, and he didn't let his environment or being adopted hold him back from being his true self, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a perfect story, Damien. That was really awesome.
I also have another one.
Oh, what's the other
Patrick
one?
Patrick Willis.
Okay.
He had a really hard life. Surprisingly, his mom actually left him, and they lived in this, like, really wrecked up house, and it was bad. And then his dad started doing some drugs, and he kind of was a little bit abusive. So Patrick Willis and his three other siblings started a talk, and then Patrick Willis told his basketball coach,
mm-hmm.
and he said okay. And then they got talked out, and they went to another family.
Mm.
And they said they might have to split them up. And then the other mom said, oh, I don't want them to split up. So they all lived there. And then he finally said, that's the part when I finally got to be a kid and brush my teeth and wake up every morning.
Wow. And he was already older at that
yeah,
time.
Yeah, he was like, he was already in high school.
Yeah.
So he like a couple of long years of abuse and.
So what does that teach you about, you know, even if you've had a rough
being
life?
Grateful and what you got.
Being grateful. That's very, very deep, Damien. That's beautiful. And that's exactly why maybe football is so, you're so passionate about it. Because there's so many stories like that where you don't have to use your circumstances. And Martin Luther King was somebody who didn't let anyone or anything stop him. You know, he had a dream. Remember the famous speech? I have a dream.
I like about him, the one thing I like about him, like, instead of using violence for fighting for his right, he just used words. Like, I was reading up when we went to Barnes & Noble, I was reading this book about Gandhi, and he said that he liked, he didn't like to use violence over, he just liked to sit down and just talk about it, instead of just having massive wars.
And I bet you he accomplished a lot more things, right? Through the peace, he accomplished much more things. And even the day, I heard this thing about Gandhi, now that you bring him up, the day that he didn't know, of course, he was going to become assassinated. They were going to assassinate him. But the day they assassinated, do you know what he said?
What?
The only one thing, and I'm going to butcher this, but it means Ra, which means God. So he fell to the floor and he said, God. So he was never prepared for death, but yet when it came to him, all he could utter was the word God, because he didn't go and say, go India, or, you know, this and that. It was just because that was always his vision, to always work closely with God through peace, like you just said, like Martin Luther King, that unfortunately these powerful leaders that work through peace, then their violence is what took them out. But guess what? I would rather die that way than live in a place where other people are being mistreated. And that's what I think that needs to happen in this world right now. We need many more people to stand up and to say, hey, no more will we take this. And it could be as simple as, remember we were talking about this? We're starting our own hashtag for people to meditate at wherever you are around the world. I don't care if you're in Australia, if you're in Europe, in Mexico, and wherever it is, it's called Meditation 12. You know, Meditation 12 means that every day at 12 o'clock, you just take 1 minute, even 30 seconds, I don't even care, 1 minute, and you actually just stand back and you just meditate for world peace.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Why 12 o'clock?
We just picked a done number, so everybody has it. We want this to be something that everybody puts in their clocks and says, it's 12 o'clock, and usually people go to lunch at 12. So they have some time, you know, if they're on the robotic, you know, schedule while they're trying to find their true serenity. I truly do believe humanity did not come here to suffer and struggle. We came to thrive. We came to live, like you said, like gods with each other and in peace and to
compassion.
And compassion. There's so much abundance in this world. I mean, when we go and we travel out into, remember Costa Rica and all the different trees and all the shrubbery and the animals and everything was flowing. It was flowing. And even my vision board says that, flow, flow. Why do we have to have the mentality that we have to be in competition?
It's insane. I remember one time my science teacher was talking about, like, Charles Darwin, Survival of the Fittest. Did I talk about this before? I don't think so. All right. Anyways, he always loved pointing out how Charles Darwin was Survival of the Fittest, and our society always looks at that part, right? The strongest survives, and you're the most powerful. Yeah, sure. Whatever. But Charles Darwin talked about way more about sympathy and compassion and working together instead of, oh, I'm take everyone out. And we seem to forget all of that part, and I don't even know why. We're just funny little humans and just tend to stick on something that and don't question it and look for the other parts that teach love and compassion.
Well, it's the same thing with everything, and that's called human conditioning, what I was just talking to you about. Yes, Darwin said all these different things, but from all his teachings, everyone just remembers survival of the fittest. And that has been our module and our system for the last 100 years, you know, few hundred years. The same thing with the fact of reincarnation, you know. Growing up as a Catholic, I never believed in reincarnation because I thought, okay, I'm going to die, and if I don't do good here in this world, then I'm going to go to hell when I die, and I'm screwed, you know. But then as I started opening up my – I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's fine.
As I started opening up my mind – and I started to being open, not to religions, but to spirituality and to seeing that the different Buddhism, Krishna consciousness, the Lao Tzu from the Tao Te Ching, they all not only teach the same thing, but they're all in different forms of incarnations and manifestation to this world. And then I started accepting that all of us have our own belief systems and that we can be okay with accepting each and every one others. You know, it's not just, I don't even know it all. I'll never know it all until the day I die and I yell out God like Gandhi did. Maybe. But right now, I don't know it all. Reincarnation, the reason I bring this up is because there's this documentary that I watch on Netflix that says that back when Christianity first started to really grow, it was, I can assume, it was really taking power at that point. There was the really high priests and the high leadership within the religion that got together, and they all decided, hey, no one's going to believe in reincarnation. We are going to say that it is not true. And the reason is because if we don't, people are going to understand that they do live forever, that they do come back eventually as something or someone. I don't know. I can't explain it to you guys. I don't know it. You know, but if they think that they're going to come back, then we can't control them and we can't tell them they better be good and they better follow our rules and they better follow the Ten Commandments, because if they don't, guess what's going to happen to them? They're going to hell. Instead of saying, hey, let your life be the one of your fullest here as who you are right now. And who knows what happens afterwards, but don't worry. God does not sit around and judge and tells you, hey, do this, do that, be this, be that. God is a loving, loving God that we can never, ever even talk about. It's almost like it's an experience. It's beyond the explanations of any words that could ever happen, right?
Yeah, he or she, I don't know, allows you to be yourself. He doesn't judge who you are. He doesn't judge the gender, the race. He made you, and
you're
tiny little particles.
Yeah. Are you like a Deepak Chopra / Ram Dass / like, this guy's on fire. And believe it or not, this is the type of stuff we just talk about because it's so important. It's just, you know, we need to start talking about things that no one else chooses to talk about. You know, there's so much that, you know, it's easy to get stuck in. Let's just talk about the celebrities and what we're going to wear. Not that I, believe me, I love fashion and all of that, but it's just not... There's other things that we need to be brought to the surface. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. I love the work that Deepak Chopra is doing in bridging the gap between science and spirituality. And that's been the work, I think, of all of humanity. I mean, look at Ram Dass and Leary. That's all they thought about, right?
Yeah.
And that is our constant struggle as a human. You know, it's kind of like, What are my beliefs and how is this going to help me, I think, live a more peaceful life? I think all of us are looking for that. Do either of you want to live a peaceful life, or what do you want from this life?
I just want a peaceful world. I don't want any fighting.
And where does it start?
From from me or
yeah.
from the world?
No, from you. Okay. You said it right. It only starts from us. And
that's what we all want, including like ISIS or and the Christians. I really don't think that they want to be out there killing and attacking and stuff. It's just that just all this constant eye for an eye and just like, oh, you killed me, so I'm going to kill you, and just keep in the cycle. And why can't we just embrace their religions? Just, all right, I believe my religion's right, so let me just stick to mine. And
you do you, boo-boo.
Yeah, exactly, you do you. And that's how I'm pretty sure we'd want it to be. We don't want to, do we want to force it down with our guns and swords and killing? I don't know.
But it does start with us. And, you know, what's interesting is that you say that right now, Alexander, and today in A Course in Miracles, which is a workbook as well as a teaching that was created in the 70s. I think that's the most modern thing that I'm reading because it's Tao Te Ching, which is ancient. Of course, the Bible is always great resources and Bhagavad Gita. But A Course in Miracles talks about it really made me understand that every problem you have in your life, like if you have a problem about getting a bad grade in school, Damien, if you have a problem because you're mad at a kid at school because he was treating another kid wrong, if I have a problem with your daddy who's standing over there and, you know, I'm mad at him about something, if I have a problem with me not performing in my career or me not feeling good enough, you know what that is? It's called one thing. It's called a grievance. Do you guys know what a grievance is?
No.
Do you know what a grievance is?
No.
It's basically a resentment that you have either towards yourself or towards someone else. And people throughout history have had grievances against others because of religion, what side of the wall they were born, because of what color their skin is, because they're too sharp, too fat, too skinny, too pretty, too ugly, too Mexican, too Asian, whatever you want to call it. They have grievances. And ultimately, the only grievance you have is against yourself. Because when you start feeling resentment towards someone else, you got to look inside. You got to see what's going on in here.
You
got to love yourself. And when you are able to forgive yourself more than anyone out there, then guess what happens? Miracle. Then you're able to say, I don't care if you're Muslim. I don't care if you're whatever you believe in, just let's all keep it peaceful. Let's all have a great time. Let's all, you know, enjoy this world and the abundance that it gives us. You know, let's all go out there and really fulfill who we came here to be.
Fulfill your dreams,
fulfill
your passions,
yeah.
Everything that you love. If you like traveling, then travel. If you like football, then thrive to play football. If you like any type of stuff, just do what you love.
Yes, without being judged. But it starts with each and every one of us. You know, it starts with us taking the initiative to not judge others. Because when you stop judging others, then you know, they always say, don't change the world, change yourself. And if you start changing yourself, then your world will change. I mean, that is, you know, how many years? I've been married to your dad for way too long, and I've tried to change them forever. And then when I finally started changing myself, then I was like, oh, man, he never had a change. I had a change for judging him. And I have to accept the guy because he's a walking God. That's an amazing creature that has taught me so much, you know. And that's how all of our biggest teachers are, especially the ones like your teachers or the ones, especially the teachers that pay most attention to you and make sure that you bring all your grades in and that actually meet with your parents and that. Why they care about you, and they're your biggest teachers. You know, the kids in your class, they get on your nerves because even if they're hateful, even if they don't agree with what you're saying, they're your biggest teachers because it's a spiritual teaching for you to learn to accept others. Because you are them. Does that make sense?
Yep, you are them.
You are them.
See yourself in everybody in the world.
Exactly.
Wait, can I say something real quick?
Of course.
Little brother? I admire and like respect you so much right now. The first time I ever did a podcast, I was a little nervous turd, and you're the, like exactly the opposite. And I just gotta say props, man. I really respect that.
Damien, I just love the way you talk from your heart, and we appreciate you being on our podcast. And I think you're gonna be on here more regularly because you're a pretty amazing young man.
Oh,
And I am very blessed as a parent to have both of you. You know, you're my teachers. I'm also your coach. So I love it. I got the best of both worlds. Beautiful show, guys. We're running out of time. I wish we would have done it for like 7 hours. Have a great day, everyone.
And thank you guys for having me. I love you both. I love you guys.
Night-night.
I admire you too, brother.
Love you guys, guys.
Night-night. Peace out.